Blog Talk Radio.
Tailgaters Barbecue Tailgate Show. Hope everybody had a great weekend out there. It was a pretty nice weekend over the state of South Carolina. Pretty doggone hot, though, but hey, it's August in the South, so it's supposed to be hot, right? But everybody had a great weekend out there wherever you were able to celebrate it, or maybe just inside in the coolness of your house, possibly. But if you had a chance to get up to Columbia, what a great time and a great event up there at the Colonial Center and Convention Center. They had the FLW fishing tour, the Forest L. Wood, teaming up with SCBA for the barbecue and bass. What a great event it was. 36 teams up there competing, and obviously the kind of the Super Bowl of the FLW, a great fishing tournament, and kind of a neat story. A local guy, Anthony, and I can't remember his Gagliardi, Anthony G., how about that? But anyway, a homegrown guy from South Carolina, lives on Lake Mary, actually won the $500,000. Pretty neat. We went over to the convention, or excuse me, Colonial Center to see the announcement, and the guy that was leading after 3 days was just short. I didn't get the exact weight, but I think he needed like 12.2 pounds, and I think he had like 11.5 or something. Anyway, Anthony had had enough to take first and take the title. So pretty neat story when a local guy wins a tournament like that. So, but you know, what a great time, great event. A lot of people out there, probably for us barbecue guys. Not quite as many sales on Sunday maybe we'd hope for. Probably just kind of hot and a lot of people going through the convention center. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, I thought it was a very well-run event. Being a first-time event, a lot of different things to tackle. So, you know, Ken and Mike Sexton and, you know, Dawn and Don Adkins. Trying to thank, man, so many other people out there on the SCBA. I know I'm leaving some, you know, Quentin Tedder and Barbara. You know, all you folks at SCBA, you know who you are, all the marshals and so forth and the judges, but especially the marshals and all that were there pretty much, you know, Ken and some other guys Thursday afternoon and then Friday and Saturday and then actually back out there on Sunday to make sure things ran fine and all. You know, those guys and ladies worked their tails off, did a tremendous job, I thought. I mean, it was a first-time event down there, so obviously there were a couple hiccups and all, but you know what? They were Johnny on the spot, and they tried to take care of things as best they could. And I really thought it went very smooth, quite honestly, as far as doing a first-time event in that venue and so forth. But you know, congratulations. All those got a call, especially up in Spoke, who kind of walked away with it, quite honestly, in the SCBA event. I think they were like a half a point, maybe 6 tenths, don't remember exactly, but that's a pretty sizable amount when we're talking SCBA barbecue. Congratulate those guys and as well to all the others that received calls on Saturday afternoon. That was kind of neat getting to go in the Colonial Center, go up on the stage, I'm sure, for those folks. So, you know, congrats to them. And, You know, hope everybody had a great time. I see we already got a couple callers we're going to get to. I'll be curious to get everybody's thoughts, you know, about this weekend, you know, whether good, bad, or indifferent. But I'll be honest with you, I think most of them is going to be positive. You know, also thanks to, you know, Buck Weeks and Gene, Backwoods Barbecue, putting together the little potluck supper. I don't know if potluck's not the right word, but we'll get together, let's say, on Saturday night. Had us a nice Beaufort stew. It was kind of neat to kind of hang around with everybody, and I think everybody enjoyed that. And hopefully we'll have some contests in the future. We'll be able to, you know, do something like that. I think that would be a lot of fun. So, but hang on a second. Let's go ahead and get some callers online here. We've got let's bring up here. I think I know who this is, but 803-275. We got you live on the air, sir.
Hey, Gene with Backwoods Barbecue.
Gene Culberson, Backwoods Barbecue, the big old 32-foot orange trailer. How are you, sir?
Great. I mean, I think he covered it all. Like I said, the hats off to the marshals and all for staying out there for 4 days. And, I mean, they had breakfast and, you know, biscuits, coffee, and orange juice Saturday and Sunday. Yeah. I mean, that's just unusual. That was very great. And, like I said, it was a nice event. And, like I said, that would have been nice to win $500,000. I think it was one ounce that he won it?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Gene. I know. I remember the guy saying that he needed, and that being whoever was in, who was leading after 3 days.
It was
I thought Brent, they said he needed
Brent from California.
Okay, Go ahead. I thought they said he needed 12.2 pounds. I could have misunderstood. And it seemed like he weighed in like 11.6, 11.7 or something. I know this. It was a half a pound or less. But can you imagine that after fishing all those days and to be a half a pound away? Well, I guess we'll get two ways. That guy was a half a pound away from half a million. And, you know, Anthony was half a pound to the good for half a million. So, you know, it's just kind of like a lot of things. You know, you don't think about it. But when it comes down to it, it's like football, a game of inches. And, you know, golf game of inches, and, you know, barbecue comes down to a couple of points or tenths of points, you know, after you've been doing all that stuff for a couple of days. So, you know, it's about any kind of thing that's competitive. It's amazing how close it can be when you have top-notch competitors. But, you know, that was kind of their Super Bowl, so it was the best of the best guys from all over the country. And I'm sure those guys, they had a great time out there. Some of those guys probably thought, damn, it's hot in South Carolina, man. I know out there in that water, I know those guys are probably somewhat used to it, but, boy, I tell you, Sunday, that sun was beating down. It had to be kind of hot on them out there, so they had to get after it early, find those fish pretty early and all. But, yeah, that's pretty cool. I thought that was a neat – I've seen that on TV a couple of times on Saturday mornings, but I've never been at one live. But that was kind of cool watching that, I thought. Didn't you think so, Gene? I mean, you were in there too, weren't you?
That was great to see that. I mean, it's just all start down from 10 all the way down to 1, and then they gave away a $60,000 boat, and of course we was all sitting there waiting on it. But the guy of Anderson, they called the guy's name out, and he come running up there. He looked like he must have been in his 70s. Ended up, it was the son had the same name. They just didn't say Junior or fuck it. So he said, "That's my address. So it must be my son." So his son come running up there and won the boat. So that was
wow,
pretty neat. But like you said,
it was a family affair.
Hats off to Brian and Sherry for their. I mean, they smoked it this weekend, and
they did.
Like I said, thanks to Dwayne. Like I said, you know, there was a bunch of us talking back and forth, and you and Lee and I think Cole, me and Dwayne. We all kept trying to come up with something. I just said there's no sense in everybody just trying to cook something since we're gonna be there for 4 days. So we just throw something together there. Thanks to Wayne, like I said, he ended up had everything, brought it out, and we cooked it up. Like I said, we had a great turnout. Thanks to South Carolina Barbecue Don, I think he came up with the 10th annual cake. It was great.
Oh yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
I want to thank my wife, Lisa. I had to get on to it, but she did make me some homemade ice cream.
Yeah, that was great. I forgot about that. We had some homemade ice cream, and I think met up with Sherry Teague that brought some type of dessert. I can't remember. I know it was good. Hell, I damn had a little bit of everything. I mean, I got the cake, and I got those things Sherry brought, and I got Tisa's ice cream. Hell, I just put it in a bowl and went to town. So it was, man, it was good. Good stuff. So
that was a lot of fun. It was their own fault.
It was their own fault, wasn't it? I guarantee you, it was their own fault. Well, let's bring up. I think we got a couple more calls here. Gene, hang on with me there. Let's see. I think 803-600.
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Mr. Cole. We got Mr. Cole with. Oh, Tony. God, why'd I get y'all's numbers mixed up?
Every
I always think
week.
You're Cole. Every damn week. I mean, it's not but once in a while. It's every week, kid. I mean, it's every week. We got Tony Kraut here. We got Tony Kraut with Doco Spoke, and those guys up there on the corner, I know they had a good time. I've heard some complaints about using kids for solicitation, but other than that, I think everything was fine.
Man, it's all marketing.
No, actually,
it's all marketing department.
Actually, it was a pretty good idea, really, so I wish we would have thought of it. It was a good idea. What did you think, Tony? What were your thoughts? You know, we're kind of talking here. I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's kind of hard to find any negatives. I mean, there's always anytime you can dissect something and pick it apart, and I don't know if you can call it a negative. You can call it maybe you talk about things you can improve and so forth. But you know, I would say that if you weighed it out, it certainly was probably 90-10 on the positive to negative. But what do you think?
Absolutely, I thought it was a great event. No complaints on our part. Obviously, we're gonna take responsibility for our box. We know we didn't turn in our best, so we're not fussing about our scores. It is what it is. But as far as the event itself, it was a great event. Good turnout, I thought.
Yeah, it was. It was a great turnout. I'll be honest with you. I might have mentioned to you where we were. After Saturday night talking, and with FLW, obviously, that was tremendous. And, those guys just really obviously went above and beyond the Call of Duty, furnishing that meat on Saturday and then furnishing the meat on Sunday to the cookers and all those type of things. That was really nice for them to do that. But what a great area to me to have a barbecue competition. You know, it's a shame that, obviously, the Forest Hill Wood, they'll be at another venue next year. But what a great spot to have a barbecue contest. I'd love to see them, just continue this thing every year. I don't know what they could call it, who they get for sponsor. I don't know, but I think they could use that parking lot where all of the stuff was for the FOW, the cars and the trucks that is, and the little fishing things and so forth. I think it'd be a great spot. For a contest. I mean, they could have plenty of parking up there, for people to come and check everything out. So I'd love to see somebody maybe get a hold of that. I don't know. It is obviously a little tough in the summertime being kind of hot. Maybe a different time of year. I don't know. But I guess it's kind of tough in Columbia because, obviously, during basketball season, Carolina's probably going to be hard to catch a right weekend. And, of course, during football season, could be tough. It's just an open date, but summertime probably easier. Not as much stuff going on in those facilities. But I'll be honest with you, I thought it worked out a lot better than what I was imagining. And it was a little tight down there, and that took a lot of a lot of work by the SCBA and FOW and City of Columbia and the Convention Center and Colonial Center and so forth. But really, all in all, it seemed like everybody really worked well together. I thought and. I tell you what, I know I've been to a lot of contests, and sure you have as well, whether it be in South Carolina or KCBS somewhere or whatever it is. And, I've seen a whole lot more issues with power and water or whatever than I did at this one being a first-time event. So, again, hats off to all those guys, Ken and, Don and Dawn and the Tedders and Sexton, Bronny. It's all the guys are out there at CBA. Like I said, you know who they are. But what a great job by those guys. And I tell you, something to build on, I think. So I hopefully they can maybe find something to make this an annual event somehow. So
I think if Mike Sexton could get his way, I think he would try to do an event down there every year. you know, just talking to him a little bit. That would be his, I think he'd really have a good handle on doing something like that.
Yeah. Say, hang on, Tom. I think we lost Gene. You there?
Yeah, I'm back. We got a bad storm just came up. He kicked me out on the phone.
Oh, really? You know, I saw that. I was over out doing picking up some stuff for a little catering job, and coming back home, and I saw well, it's getting a little dark over your way there. So yeah
it just started.
Hang on, guys. We got another number up here. I'm not sure who this is. So. Well, we got you live on the air. Hello? Well, we'll put them back on mute. Not sure who those are. They want to call back, but the number's coming up, 111-111-1111. So that's, I'm not sure how that was coming up, but Tony, I still got you. I got you, Gene?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yes, good. Good deal, okay.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah, you know. Yes, sir.
Hey, while we were sitting there barbecuing yesterday, I had a hit up on my Facebook yesterday. Old Clay from Myrtle Beach, Big Boys Q, hit us up on a cold water challenge, me and my wife.
Uh-oh.
But we went out there this afternoon by the pond. We done the cold water challenge, and we hit Tony and Jeff up with Doko and Lee blowing smoke. So that'll be pretty interesting right there.
All right. You know, it's funny.
Yeah, we're looking
that.
Forward to it.
I saw the I didn't know a lot about that. I mean, I've been probably like most people, I've been following it on social media, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
Hello.
But, I'm a big ESPN fan. Everybody knows I'm just a big sports junkie. So I've got ESPN on about every morning. About 6:30, I turn ESPN. And, hell, I know it's the same thing every hour, but, hell, I still watch it. For about 3 hours. But anyway, they actually had the guy on this morning that started this thing. He actually played baseball at Boston College. This guy is probably, I guess he's in his early 20s, I'm guessing. But anyway, he's the one that started this, and it was quite a touching story of how this took place. I mean, the guy was, you know, just a great athlete playing baseball, and all of a sudden, you know, he got diagnosed. And then the baseball coach at Boston College was good enough to bring him back to the team and make him kind of like a player's coach or kind of on the staff. But anyway, you know, unfortunately his condition is really it's gotten a lot worse. Unfortunately, ALS is a very aggressive disease, unfortunately, and it. It travels pretty fast, unfortunately. So, you know, the lifespan on a person is, you know, like 2 to 5 years, unfortunately. But it was kind of cool, man. The guy, since this has happened, I mean, he's gotten married. I can't remember if his baby had been born yet, or I know his wife is pregnant. But obviously he's having a lot more difficult time communicating with people, but with computers and so forth and help from his friends and family. He's still doing it. So, I think they said that just in the month of August or since he started this thing, there's been like $11.5 million that has been raised on this challenge thing. And then I can't remember how many of the, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that have jumped on the, on the ALS Foundation, what it may be. So, what a story, I tell you. So, if anybody hadn't seen it on ESPN, I don't know if they replay it tonight or we'll bring that back on. What a story. I guess I'm not a tech guy, but I guess to be kind of tech savvy, it's gone viral, I guess what they call it. It's just gone nuts all over the, all over the internet. So, it's amazing what one person can do sometimes, you know, and, this guy has really got it, man. He's got it going on. So,
it's funny to just see what some of them do, come up with different things and all. Yeah, that water and ice. Like I said, we me and Tisa took a 20-pound bag of ice, poured it into each bucket with water. And yeah, it's pretty cold. it didn't last long, but like I said, you know, it's fun. And you know, you got to have you know, fun with life and move on and see what comes up next. But I think we were down to about 2 hours before we made our 24-hour grace period.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good stuff. Yeah, I mean, what a great story. I think the guy's name is Pete Freitas, I think it's Freites. Pete Freitas was the guy's name. I mean, what a great story, by the guy, and it's phenomenal what he has accomplished, already. So it's spreading. And I said it's going viral right now. So. That's good. That's neat stuff, man. And talking about a month's time to reach that many people and raise that much money, it's incredible. So good for him to do that. Oh, Lordy, I know trouble's getting ready to start. Live on the air right now, all the way out of Irmo, South Carolina, we have Lee with Blowing Smoke. Are you there, sir?
What's up?
Hey, where's Mr. Lee Blowing Smoke? Lee, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
We're doing good. Doing good. We've got Tony Crowd here on the line and Mr. Gene with Backwoods, and kind of got their comments about the event in Columbia this weekend. What were some of your final thoughts, Lee, after driving back home on Sunday night?
It was hot. That's my thought. It was hot. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I didn't like not getting a call, but you win some, you lose some, and it happens. You know, at least I beat Gene. That's the important thing. And especially now that I know he did this stupid ice challenge thing to me, I'm too fat for that crap. I'll probably have a heart attack.
I say it's cold.
So if I do it tomorrow,
I'll enjoy it.
If I do it tomorrow and die, everybody know it's Gene Culverson's fault.
That's pretty good.
But, I had a good time down there. You know, it's always good to see everybody. I really enjoyed Saturday night where we all got to kind of hang out and eat and fellowship a little bit. It's always good to see everybody. And, there was a little bit of negativity and a little bit of crying down there. But, you know, that goes with any event. And you just blow it off and move on. We did really, really well on Sunday. I beat Gene in that too. So, I mean, it was an overall good weekend.
the only, you know, of course, everybody looked at it. Of course, Brian Swine with BBQ got, fifth overall total score. But, just talking about that overall impression, they need to come up with some kind of, they had good scores across the board, ended up with that 1.6333. That just threw them out. They could have been in second or third place.
I don't understand that overall. I would really, really love for somebody to explain how they come up with that. I know there was some kind of formula. I think Chris has talked about it before, but obviously they're not following it. Obviously they're just writing down. Because I don't understand how you can have four good scores and then everybody will be like, well, really, it wasn't that great overall. But there's got to be some consistency because it's not fair. You can't just pick and choose who you want to do well and who you don't, and then one you just don't like, and just be like, eh, that's not okay. It was really good, it tasted good, it smelled great, but overall, I'm not happy with it. That doesn't make any sense. I agree with Dean.
Yeah, I think... of course, I'm probably going to get, what's the word I'm looking for, censored by SCBA. But, I think they need to, if they're going to have these annual meetings or meet twice a year, I think, things are going well. They got some great contests. A lot of things are good happening. But, you can't stay status quo, per se. You got to always look to improve and make adjustments and so forth. And, nothing's perfect in anything in life, so there's always room for improvement. So they might want to take a look at, their scoring system and talk about that. Because, obviously, and I'll be honest with you, I don't think it really matters whether the guy finished fifth or he finished 20th. you know, but the way the score's laid out, I mean, I think it kind of throws up a red flag in the system. And then I guess they can come back and say, well, it just happened at one time, and so that's just one of the things. But, I mean, wow, but unfortunately where it happened, you know, it affected somebody in you know, probably, I guess, a negative way, because you figure, like you said, if you just look at it from, like, the X's and O's standpoint, I mean, the guy was obviously hit all the marks, evidently, but then they got to the end, and they're like, well, you know, this wasn't that good. And I guess what I don't understand is that my understanding is that you can, you know, those guys or those judges or ladies, they can change their score. So you can look at it two different ways. If they got to the end and everybody, and for whatever reason, for the overall impression, if I understand it right also, obviously everybody had a bad feeling at the end. So how did that happen? And why didn't they talk about it and make a change? And it could be twofold. Should they go back and change the original scores, or should they talk about the overall impression? Like, what are we doing? I mean, obviously, they had a pretty much agreement on all the other things. So when you look at it, to me, probably when you look at that score, you're like, they probably got a bum steer on the overall. So it really hurt him. Like I said, I mean, he could have been. You know, up there, you know, second or third, or who knows. So I don't know.
I know that's what Dr. Smith was blaming their stuff on too, saying it was just bad judging overall.
They're not sure what happened. They didn't get to use championship rub this weekend, but other than that, they've been doing the same thing, and they said it just had to just be the judges. They must have changed scores on them.
Hey, Lee, yeah. If you think about it, if you'd got Tony's wife up there, hell, he might have done worse than that.
Well, Tony's wife usually gets in the first place. I think it was that new guy Tony had with him. I don't remember his name, but he's a new guy cooking with him, and I guess he just got in Tony's way this weekend. I don't know.
I'm not blaming nobody for that box. I built it, and... I knew it wasn't a top five, but I sure as heck didn't think it was a 25th place box.
that's pretty good there. Well, at least you got one score you get to drop. I mean, you look at it that way.
Oh yeah. That's first one I get
that's
drop.
True.
We take that one. So.
That was rough for y'all, and I know that kind of shocked everybody. I know I was talking to Chris about it, and I talked to Gene a little bit about it, and Cole, and I was like, that's unusual for y'all. For any of us to finish that far down, it would be kind of a shock.
Yeah.
But, that kind of shocked all of us a little bit. So did some of the top finishers, but, I mean, it's good, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, I wish they would do more events like that, and I tell you what, the staff, the FLW staff, you just can't say enough about them with the power issues we had when we got there, and them taking care of us, and even going out and spending $4,000 on a generator for one team just to have power. And I mean, you can't. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they laid out some cash, you know, for this event, and I think it's just pretty impressive and all, you know, what they did and all. So, it's a shame, as I say, it's a shame they're only going to come around, and hopefully they'll be back to Columbia. It sounds like they will, but it's a shame they'll only be around every 3-4 years because I thought that was a pretty good partnership, SCBA and FLW. So, hopefully when they do come back, they will do this again. But, you know, like we were talking earlier, Lee, I'd like to see I don't know who could put it on or what would be the, the venue or whatever, or as far as the draw, but that's a great spot for a barbecue comp, I think, because, you know, people can park, you know, you got the Vista right there, and you got all the parking around the Colonial Center, and I don't know, maybe they tied into a concert or something, or do an outdoor concert, like they had the stage. You know, I didn't really see any issues as far as traffic. Everybody, and I don't know, everybody seemed to get out, you know, fairly easy. I know it was a little bit of a, you know, an obstacle getting everybody in there, but, you know, if without the FLW, all that stuff in there, And, you know, if they just put everybody in the parking lot, the teams, you know, that would ease that up. And then you'd have, you know, everybody could move up and down the road. And I think it'd be a great spot for a contest. I'd love to see something happen down there.
I think it'd be real awesome as long as it's early or late in the year. I don't want to do another one there in August.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. That's the only bad thing is probably it's going to be tough during in the fall during football. And, of course, the SCBA, there's a lot of good contests, I guess, during the fall. But, you know, maybe something in the spring or something, you know, possibly. You know, I know it's a little bit of an animal with kind of basketball on certain weekends and women's basketball. But, you know, if you actually really get into April, April and May, there's probably some opportunities as well. And it's not quite as hot yet either. So, complaint's not the right word. I guess if there's any negative, probably would be just the heat, obviously, because of the time of year out there. Of course, nobody can control that. We know it's going to be hot in August. But, yeah, if it was another part of the year, I think also that would increase the foot traffic, people coming around and so forth. And, you know, that would be – and it's just a natural place for people to come mull around. So maybe somebody will jump on that. I think it'd be neat.
I think you could do it if you spend so much time at Columbia.
maybe my next little stop here. I've been up there so much in the next couple of weeks. I'll start working on that then.
Yeah, you do. I wish you'd post your schedule and where you're going to be. Is Tony still on there, or is he crying? What's he doing? I don't hear him, and you don't hear Gene either. Gene's still on here?
Hopefully.
I think we got him both on here.
All right.
There you go. We just got him up there alive.
No, I'm
still crying, thinking about that 20 whatever place finish.
Just keep yapping.
Have we met? You know I'm going to do that. enjoy it. I can't, you know, the SCBA actually, they did a good job with having the breakfast in the morning. That's nice for us. And I know we all appreciate it, and just little things like that. Ken and Mike did a good job. Ken's been all over it with communication. That was probably the best communicated event that we've done in the SCBA, or I've done. We're used to it with KCBS getting email after email about things going on and what to do, but SCBA is usually kind of you pay your money and then show up that day and hope you didn't miss anything. And this one was really, really well done. And then to get there and Mike was there, and, you know, I think Mike and Jim helped him out a little bit. But he did a phenomenal job. I know he kind of got stuck with it, but I know he did a good job. I was proud of what he did.
Oh, absolutely. And I forgot about it. I'm glad you mentioned that. I knew I was going to leave somebody out. Jim Roman was there out there also. I knew I was going to forget about a couple of the marshals. Or SCBA people, Jim Wellman, also a big help out there, along with all those folks we've already, we've already mentioned. But
I think he rode around about 200 miles on that golf cart.
He did.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's a good point.
If they ride me one more time about not showing up for a meeting, just because Lake High was there and they decided to take a roll out of all these other people that missed meetings. I'm going to get a little rude. I understand the meetings are mandatory and all that, but, you know, priorities are priorities. And I know what's said in the meetings. I didn't miss anything. And everything else gets relayed eventually. And there was a couple things that I missed, and y'all were kind enough to point that out. Oh, you weren't in the meeting. And I appreciate that from all my fellow cooks. And shut it up.
You know, you did make a good point, though. These some of these other contests can learn from, and I know it. It takes time to put together emails and all, but a little extra effort, a couple weeks beforehand, or just a one page sheet. You know, what size is your cooker? What time you're gonna be there? Whatever. It's a great learning experience. The better prepared you are before everybody gets there, then probably the better the event's going to go. And I think with that being a first-time event, it goes to show you that it works, you know, getting all that extra info in there. So, hey, hang on, guys. I think we got another caller here, so bear with me 1 second.
I think one other thing that the SCBA needs to look into is, and I've said it before, with all these trailers and stuff everybody's getting, the old 10x10 or 10x20 spots are not working anymore. And they need to start looking at letting the organizers know that there needs to be power options for 30 and 50 amp, like KCBS does. I know SCBA is a judging organization, and it's all about the event organizer, but like we've all said, and we'd love to bring up at an annual meeting, but we're never given the chance, that there's some guidelines they need to have for the organizers before they sign on to judge an event.
That's right. Hey, keep that thought there, Lee. Hang on. 803-600, we got you live on the air.
That'd be cold.
Somebody plug that seatbelt button in. I don't know which one of y'all driving them forward, but somebody needs to plug that seatbelt in. That dinging is killing me.
I'll shut it off. I'll plug up the seatbelt if you'll get that damn kid of yours shut up back in the background.
I got some cotton in his mouth. He's all right.
Damn, Paco back there raising hell.
No, man. We were just trying to get everything settled down. I wanted to call in earlier. Y'all, I had a blast this weekend. I know somebody
brought
it.
You sure did.
Hey,
let me try that out for you. Let me try that one more time before you go to bed. Let me try that one more time.
Can I borrow that
thing? Yeah. But it was a good time. Saturday night was good. I think the Low Country Bowl was a good idea. Gene did a good idea coming up with that. I think it was great to get everybody together.
Probably
Keith's
idea.
Well, I tell you, it was good. I'm glad Dwayne Jones showed up with that big pot and that table, so you know he could cook for that large crowd for us. And that was really nice of him. I told him several times that we really appreciated it, and I enjoyed it. And Tisa made some awesome strawberry ice cream. If you didn't get none, that's your own damn fault.
Yeah, it was
really good.
Yeah.
Well, I got 2 scoops of it. I can tell you that. It was good.
Well, thanks.
I had a good time, man, and it was, we made a little bit of money on Sunday, and I know some people didn't get to stick around to do it, but I mean, I think that that was kind of a good thing for them to do, or at least a generous thing for them to do to give us something out the gate. You stood to make a little money no matter what went down. So,
that's right.
I thought that was pretty good of them. It was a good event for them to put it on, even with partnership with the SCBA.
Yeah. I'll just tell y'all, next time that option's available, don't cook ribs. I got about 26 racks of them bitches left over, so I guess I'm eating ribs tonight and for breakfast, and I'm probably going to stand out there by I-26 and see if I can sell them to people going home tomorrow.
You can take them to the neighbor's house and say, hey, man, y'all want something to eat?
No, I ain't doing that. Then they'll be coming over all the time. I mean, if I cooked 26th place barbecue, I could probably give it to them once and they wouldn't ask for it again. Ain't it, Tony?
Hey, that's brutal.
That's what me and Tisa did today. We went out and gave barbecue and 16 pack of buns away because I had so many buns left over.
Yeah.
That was sweet of you.
I got something too. Yeah, but that was good. I give everybody the opportunity, like you said, to, as we know, this is a, everybody loves, competing and traveling, but it can be an expensive a hobby. So, this competition here really gave the opportunity to go up, and whether you got a call or not, really opportunity to break even or come out ahead, even with your, fuel to get there and, things you needed for the contest and, entry fees. So, really quite honestly, everybody people that stayed around and got the free butts, I mean, really everybody was a winner when you think about it, how that worked out. So some people may be more than others that, that got a call or, you know, had more sales and so forth. So, I mean, I just can't say enough. I think the FCBA, you know, what a, what a tremendous event. And I'll be honest with you, I think to me, and we've talked about this before, and I think we touched on a little bit tonight, they don't need to couldn't kid themselves. They know about running events. So I understand, you know, still we hear all the time about, you know, if it's the organizer, whether it's there to judge and all, but you know what, they know how, what should happen in a contest, who should do this, who should do that, what should be, like Lee said, the spaces, your power. They need to get a little bit more involved with these contests, kind of help them all.
Yep.
Now, there's some of them obviously out there that do a good job, but I think this was a learning experience for SCBA. Like, you know what, guys, y'all do what's going on. So guess what? You need to kind of put your foot down on these contests, and I think by doing that, you'll have more successful contests, probably – people wanting to have contests, you know, your as far as people doing them every year and doing them successfully, it help out. So I think really, it's really the, you know, for the SCBA, it's kind of an investment for them with these contests, ensuring that these people will be back every year and do it successfully. So, I mean, heck, they do contests all over the place and see all kind of different things. So, you know, who better than these contest organizers to get them to help out? So I know we've kind of beat that. Seems like we beat that horse a little bit. Maybe I beat that horse, but I mean, I think they need to get more involved.
I agree with that. I mean, as well, and I think another horse needs to be hitched to that wagon is not piling, you know, three or four competitions up on a weekend. You know, I mean, there's a lot of them.
Yep.
There's a lot of good events that go on that I know several of us, you know, would love to go compete in, but we don't get that chance because. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not going to drive 2 hours out of my way to go compete, you know, when I can drive an hour. You know what I mean? So
that's right.
It's one of those things. And when you pack three and four, you know, competitions in on a weekend, you know, it kind of hurts because you know some teams, you know, that compete and, you know, a lot of the events and stuff like that or you know travel. You know, if you spread them out a little bit and say, hey, or keep a limit to like, look, we're only going to do two this weekend, you know, you'll get definitely a better turnout at the events and you'll get more, you know, more teams, I think. But if you spread them real thin like that, you know, everybody's going to go everywhere, you know. And
Even the judges, it tightens
yep.
up now.
Yeah, it hurts the organizer too because they lose potential people coming to the event.
Right.
And
I mean, I think
you know,
that's a money herder. Yeah.
I know one in particular that has been told the last 2 years that that would not happen. There would not be three events on their weekend. This is the second year in a row it's happened, and they're not happy.
Yeah.
So they need to think about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point right there. I mean, I think if they're gonna come up with a system or a schedule, however you want to call it, you know what? They just gotta, you know, they gotta put the foot down. If they're gonna be a limit of two contests a weekend, then you know what? Then that's it. And then whoever wants to be that third one, you know, guess what? You gotta find another weekend, or you should have come to them sooner. You know, it's too much pressure on the other contest. It's too much pressure on the cookers, and it's too much pressure, quite awesome, the SCBA coming up with all the judges. So, but let's face it, the SCBA is a nice organization. It's great people. But it's not like it's that big. So, I mean, you only got X amount of judges, X amount of teams, and three in a week.
Calculators, marshals.
Too much to spread out. And, you know, and it gets kind of thin, quite honestly, and it kind of makes it unfair on those other contests. You might not be getting as many quality judges. You know, they're spread out too much, or table captains, people that experience, you know. There's so many things you're gonna get affected by it when you start looking at it. It's just there's too many negatives, and I guess the positive look at, oh man, we got three contests this weekend. You know, other than that, I think there's too many negatives, stretching people thin, contests not being as successful because not getting as many people, too spread. I mean, there's too many negatives, I think. So I really want to talk about that and make an effort.
Look at KCBS. They are huge, and they won't even do two contests in the same state in a weekend. Unless maybe it's like Texas or California or something that's, you know, 900 miles wide or, you know, 3,000 miles long, they ain't going to They don't do that because they know it hurts their events.
Yep.
They got over 750 events a year.
Yeah. They do a lot. There ain't no doubt.
Well, those things,
but
they
also have,
they do it that way.
They also have guidelines that the organizer has to follow, like water has to be available, 30 and 50 amp power has to be available. They got to have places for people to turn in and judge, and it's got to be, I mean, there's certain guidelines they have to follow. You can look on their website and see what they require.
Hey, let's face it, that, I mean, there's a reason they do that, because the system works. I mean, that's why they have that in place, because that's why a lot of their contests are run pretty smoothly, because they stick to those guidelines. Obviously, we see the SCBA, we got some that run fairly well, but you got some that, you know, obviously there seems to be too many issues there, and they need to take a look at that. I really wish they would. So
I'm not the only one, but if it's a bad event and I go to it, I don't go back. It's too much time, too much money, too much effort for us to get there and not have water or not have power or not have sites that we need or not be able to open the trailers up because we're too crammed in. They need to think about things like that. I mean, it's not just us being there and being uncomfortable for a day. This is 2 or 3 days of us prepping, then driving there, then staying up all night, then having to drive back home, being mad. It ain't worth it. It messes up your whole cook, too. That must have been what happened to Tony this weekend. He must have been mad about
Tony.
Damn.
That's it. That was a nail on the head. That was it. Hey, Cole, you know
like
I had Tony something else to drink.
Like
that's
I said,
right.
It must have been, I think it was Tony's new helper that threw him off. And once y'all work together more, it'll be all right. You'll work your kinks out.
Yeah, I hope he comes back.
You may have to check his schedule. He might have something to do the next 3 or 4 months.
That's really good. But no, you're right. I mean, let's face it. The cookers, you wouldn't have an event. I mean, I guess it's chicken and egg, but quite honestly, you can't have the event without the cookers. And you need those guys there. And, and quite honestly, too, the ones that, for the most part, that have the bigger rigs or the equipment like that, those are the ones you really want to attract, because if you want to do the Friday night event, or if you're at an event and you want somebody to cook 8-10 butts, let's face it, you got to have a pretty good amount of equipment to cook 8-10 butts. I mean, it ain't like it's a, you know, it's an automatic thing, or, you know, you snap your finger. That's a pretty good little undertaking when you're cooking 10 butts on a rig. So,
with the exception of JT, how many teams that don't have a trailer finish in the top most of the time?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want people to come to your event, you want good barbecue, and I'm not bashing anybody for doing what they love and enjoying it, but, you know, some of us, this is a serious thing on Saturdays, and, you know, we're all friends, and we all cut up with each other and talk junk and this and that. We all want to win, and, you know, either – we do or we don't. We're all happy for each other when we do, but you know what? If you want people there, it's all about the show. And if you got these rigs pulling in with trailers and stuff, they're going to attract people. People are going to want to know what's going on. You got people coming in with a pop-up tent from Walmart, and people think somebody's just out there tailgating or selling produce.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Selling produce. That's pretty good right there. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I agree with it. I think there's a lot of things that, you know, the SCBA is still young in a lot of things, I think, but I mean, definitely there's things that we're going to require. I mean, not require, but, you know, we definitely look forward to having, you know, because we, yeah, all of us, pretty much, we run an enclosed trailer, we cook with something, you know, we all need power, we all need good water, you know, and some places you go to, you don't have it, but, you know, they're going to tell these event coordinators, and event coordinator, you know, is gonna, you know, if they got it, they got it, if they don't, you know, it's kind of, it's up to you whether you go or not. You know, only thing you can do is make suggestions. If they don't make improvements, then don't, you know, then we don't go back. And that hurts their events. I mean, it's up to them whether they want to make the most money they can make or they want to make none. And it's, it, and
yeah.
Lee's right about that. I mean, it's definitely it definitely works to their advantage when you see people roll, you know, come in there, you know, that's got the equipment to be able to cook, you know, 16 to 20 Boston butts or, you know, 24 racks of ribs in one night. And, you know, and feed the massive crowds that they're trying to bring in. I mean, that's the kind of people, if I was event coordinator, that's what I would be wanting to see, you know, and what, you know, what those people needed in order to make it happen. Not saying the guys with the pop-up tents from Walmart, you know, are trying their hardest or doing what they do, because that's where I came from. I started with that, and that was, you know, I you couldn't tell me nothing. I thought I had the baddest shit to ever come off a grill until I got put in reality real quick.
I still think that,
you know, and it's
oh god,
but no, I mean they still do the same. They're still doing the same thing. They love to cook. They want a barbecue, you know. But that guy still needs power and still needs hot, cold water to make, you know, and to wash his stuff up according to DHEC regulations. So,
yep.
I mean, it's one of those things, whether he needs 110 or, you know, or one or you know, 50-amp service, whatever you got. I mean, either way, I mean, key things that everybody's going to complain about or congratulate you about, one's water, two's power. That'll make them break a competition.
And I wasn't, you know, knocking anybody in a tent. We all started there, but I think my point is that most of us now require bigger spots and bigger power.
You just made us sound like some needy bastards.
Well, I mean, we are. But here's my thing. If we're going to pay to cook in something, shouldn't we have the right to, you know, kind of dictate what we need?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know SCBA is a judging organization, which we've all heard God knows how many times, but somebody said it on the call tonight. If we weren't there to cook, what are you going to judge?
Yeah. And how's the contest going to make any money? I mean, they got to have the cookers there to cook all that meat. And if you want a bunch of meat cooked because you're spending a big turnout, then guess what? You got to have the bigger teams or the bigger units or the bigger trailers. I mean, that's just
whoa! I ain't trying to get personal.
Bigger units.
That was the case according to Gene. He'd win all the time.
Well, I mean, you got to look at Tony. I mean, hell, he brought the Hunley this weekend. I don't know what they were planning on cooking, but apparently they were loaded for bull, you know.
Yeah, and just like the Hunley, how'd that work out?
Oh, man.
I got all the barbecue cooked for the restaurant this week, so.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hey, he's laughing the whole way to the bank on Monday morning because he's like, I already got this stuff done. I'm just going to serve.
Yep.
Hey, there's always a silver lining in there, Tony. There's always a silver lining in there. You just got to find it somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got some ribs and pork sold for tomorrow, and then I got another event Saturday with my stuff done. So I'm happy.
Yeah. Like I said, it was a good event. There was definitely some positive things that went on out there and for them to do this thing the first time and throw it together like they did, I think it went well. I had a good time. I know a lot of y'all did too. You know, there were some complaints, you know, but there's always some drama when you get that many people together. Somebody peed on somebody's leg,
yep.
Or somebody, you know, somebody did something, and, you know, we're going to cry about it. But in the end, we're all grown men and women. We all came out there to have a good time. This is our hobby. We're going to have fun. Some people are going to be upset, and that's fine. But, you know, all in all, I think everybody had a good time. You know, and Brian T, he, you know, the bottom line is he cut our asses. I don't care how you put it, any way, shape, or form. He he smoked ass out there this weekend. He deserves a huge pat on the back. Cause
I'm glad Brian got a call, man. He needed it.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have loved to have a fort full of that. I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. You ain't the only one. Maybe we just need to learn how to do that.
I thought
all smoked up had the formula down, but apparently I have been misinformed, and I will stop trying to figure out chicken stuff over there at their site because I got to start being more friendly with Brian now. I got to go hang out in his trailer.
Oh, so, Gary,
I'm done with him.
Hey, look, we got another caller here. 706-306. We got you on the line here live.
That's Georgia. Y'all are definitely hanging in the wrong freaking trailer.
Oh,
I can tell you
Lord
that right
hell.
Now.
Mr. Jack Daniels.
What's up, fellas?
Y'all
are here bitching and moaning, and we got our ass painted to us and all this other stuff.
Listen, we know you don't ever have to say that on a weekend, but we do.
Well, there's options.
Oh, man. Well, congratulations, dude. I'm happy for y'all. That's awesome.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. He just opened up a whole new world for some South Carolina contests, I can tell you that.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, you got two South Carolina contests. Well, three, actually. You got Greer, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach. And they're all open to whoever wins them. Because I had the other three, and now they're taken out. So,
oh, wow.
So whoever wins one of the last three or something's got a really good chance of making it.
So are you going to stay in Georgia now? You're staying out of South Carolina for the rest of the year?
South Carolina's been good to me. I still got Greer and Myrtle Beach to go. So I'm going to be heading up there up to Greer this weekend. And
You've already accomplished your goals. You may as well retire until you got to go to Jack Daniels and just sit back and enjoy your wins a little bit.
Nah, I'll enjoy more of them. Try to anyway. But yeah. We just finally got rid of some bad luck, and we had all that crap at the beginning of the year, and now some of the other teams are getting it. And I said, you know, it'll turn around.
I'm wanting to know if you'll do another class, but next year do it around tax return time so I can afford to go.
I'm thinking about posting one for Christmas, so maybe you can save up for it on layaway.
Or maybe you could gift it to me as a present.
Yeah, maybe a bunny rabbit come out of my butt too, but you know. That's... So what are y'all doing, just drinking around a round table or what? I mean, all I hear is laughing and bitching and moaning and, you know.
Everybody's laughing except Tony. He's still crying about Saturday, but everybody else is having a good time.
You have not heard me cry the first time.
There goes your guilty conscience.
Good Lord, this is definitely the night for the round table, that's for sure.
Yes, it is.
So where are y'all been up there? I hadn't found any posts on where I know Brian won it, but that's about it. That's about all I know.
Chris was sixth. Cole and them were seventh. And then Doug Quinn was eighth. I was ninth. Gene was tenth. And Tony was on the second page.
What about Mike?
Michael Harmon?
Harmon was finished
13th
or 14th, wasn't he? 17th, 13th. Something like that.
He was he was 11th or 12th or something, or I'll tell you real quick. Let's see, we'll pull it up here real quick. I think he was 12th, wasn't he?
Good Lord.
Let's see here. Is anybody let's see here.
You see the pattern, Jim? You buy a new trailer, you start losing for a little while until you get your rhythm back.
Well, you just gotta find where everything was placed.
Yeah. Then you start kicking ass.
Yeah, I know. That's why we want to keep him around for a few more events. And then he can start hanging with
Joe Gordon. I'm sticking to it.
Plymouth Bookhouse was 11th on Saturday.
Was that first page or second page?
That's first page.
That was
second page.
That
was
first page.
20s. First page is 1 through 19.
Oh, okay.
Or 1 through 25 in Tony's case. Either way, he was on second page.
we made a couple second pages this year on an entry, not the whole contest, but on the entry. It's very humbling, to say the least.
Oh, man.
But now we're coming out with Deep South Smokers coming out with a new prototype. I'm going to be cooking probably in about 3 weeks. I'll have it, and I'm going to be doing some practice cooks on it and stuff to see, trying to make them, even though they're great, we're just trying to make them better, tweak them a little bit, give a little more options and stuff. So be on the lookout for that. Michael Harmon will be getting his before too long.
Yeah, he said 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah. So they're coming along. He's picking up a few more customers here and there, and, you know, we're trying to help him as much as possible. If y'all, you know, Chris, you included, if y'all looking for a good gravity feed, man, you can't get no better, and he's working some pretty good deals on them right now. I don't know if you
what
guys
can
talk to him the other night.
What are you going to do with that Clemson cooker you got? Gene will probably buy it from you.
I don't know if he knows how to cook on one of those. He'll want to screw
he's got every he's got every other kind of cooker in the world except for a gravity fed. He's looking to add one.
Yeah, but he's so far at length, but he's got to turn on a turn signal when he turns left. You know, he won't get rid of that stick burner. He just doesn't understand what sleep means.
He had a GE range out there this weekend with some wood chips in it. I don't know what that was about.
Well, you can do that in South Carolina. You can't do that when you're the big boys.
I guess he's not on here anymore.
Who, Gene?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tate's probably threw us the dishes, so she probably had to put his big ass to bed.
He probably had to go find something else for her to do.
That's right.
Yeah,
ain't that the truth?
We lost old Gene. I see
he dropped off there. Maybe he had to go feed the horses or something for Tisa.
No, he was gone. You know better than that.
Any of y'all cook any more KCBS or what?
I was going to try to go to Greer this weekend, but I got a vending thing, and I got to get rid of all this leftover barbecue I have from this weekend. So.
Yeah, I'm
going
to go up to Greer.
Cole,
we got a.
Cole, you're going to Greer, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I probably won't leave till I think Gary's gonna go up, head up there. I won't leave till late Friday evening, but I'll be there.
Late Friday evening?
Oh yeah. Some of us.
Yeah, they take the trailer and everything up there, and then Cole shows up. He's like a celebrity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like a blister. I show up when the work's done.
Yeah, he's Byron Jr.
Yes. Yes.
They call him Blister.
Yeah.
Shows up when the work's done.
Yep. Yeah, and then he leaves on Saturday. He's like, I got to go home and take care of the baby. And they tear down everything. That's pretty good setup. I mean, I wish I could do that.
I told y'all, if you want a successful barbecue team, you need to get you 2 retirees.
That's sad. That's worse than sweatshop.
Well, they get free food.
I was going to say, do you at least feed them?
Yeah, I pick up a case of Ensure every month.
There you go. Some Geritol, and they're happy.
That's good.
Yeah,
the only thing you're missing out on, Cole, in KCBS when Jim's there, is you need to get him to bring some of Jan's pimento cheese and buy that. It's like $7 a thing, and it's worth it.
Awesome.
And it helps you win.
Helps you win. Well, yes, you brought it up there, too. It didn't help with the Kings Mountain at all. We got our ass handed to us up there, but, you know, Greenwood was pretty good.
Yeah, me too. I'm there. The first time I had it was in Charleston last year, and I got reserve grand. So the only guy
that
beat me is on the phone right now, and that's Mr. Grand Champion anyway. So it's kind of like getting beat by a 180. I mean, what are
you
going to do?
And you went top 10 in Greenwood when you got some too, didn't you?
Yep, I got 8th place. But I also got some in Kings Mountain too. So we know it's no good in Kings Mountain.
That's right. It's no good in North Carolina. It's only good in South Carolina.
South Carolina.
If she brings it to you, if she brings it to you, you're in the top 10 and I win. So we'll have to make sure.
That's right. That's right.
So when's y'all's next KCBS contest? Y'all don't know yet, or?
I don't know.
I know
calls
this weekend.
Okay,
Chris,
I'm
you
gonna
do any more
than
going out to SCBA?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going after SCBA. I may do that next year. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a couple more SCBAs I want to do, and then I'd like to do Fort Mill and KCBS this year because I did it last year and got first place pork, and I want to go back. And now it's a fully sanctioned KCBS contest. It's a nice little event up there.
Where is
and,
that at?
Fort Mill,
right?
It's
down by Charleston somewhere?
No, it's basically Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yeah.
Holly Hill is?
No, Fort Mill.
Oh, Fort Mill. Is that
yeah.
the one that's in September?
Yes.
Same weekend as Salisbury, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah, what, third weekend in September?
I have to look at the date again. I'm not sure, but that's probably my next
21st. Yeah, they yes. posted that one up. I'd already signed up for Salisbury. But, yeah, I was going to go back in. We won it last year. And
yeah,
well,
y'all go on to Salisbury then. I'm all right with that.
Yeah, because Brad's going to be up there. He's going to do four.
Where? Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He ain't going to Salisbury, too.
Nah, he's going to do 4 mil. Yeah. I got to put up with them two out in Memphis. Him and Corey going out to do the Sam's Club Regionals out there.
Oh, are they going with
so,
you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're doing it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing it. He has talked to him today. He was thinking about doing Greer, but he said he needs to practice and stuff before he goes out yonder, and I said, well, I said, it's your choice. I said, it's going to be a stacked field out there in Memphis. And,
Chris got his regional in, what, 2 weeks, Chris?
Yeah, Chris got to go
Chris.
Up to, he's gotten off.
Shit.
You
got
to
go to call. How'd he get off?
Chris, are you awake?
Hey, well, I got you guys back.
Damn, man, what's up with that?
Yep,
where
are we off right
here, man? You should have heard
yeah.
what he said about you. I wasn't talking to a stray dog like that.
Well, that's what happens when you don't listen.
That's right.
Man, when's your regional for Sam's, Chris? Is it in 2 weeks?
Yeah, sorry about I lost you guys. We got a bad storm rolling through here that zapped me. Took my internet down, so I had to call back on my cell phone. So.
Yeah, whatever. It's always something every week. When's your regional?
Next week, Saturday week, up in Richmond.
Yeah.
Yep, Saturday week. We'll be rolling up the big Richmond. So we're looking forward to that. I'll get to cook a lot of KCBS, so hopefully we'll take our A game up there and see what we can do against the big boys. So we feel pretty good about pretty much three categories. Brisket seems to always get me at KCBS. I can't figure it out, but the other ones we got a pretty good handle on, I think. So hopefully
well, let me ask something, Chris. Do you cook Snake Rivers?
I mean, I have been. I mean, that's what I cooked. You know, we cooked it. You know, I guess we went to well, Greenwood was just we just had a bad cook on there. But we
you've been
you know,
cooking them all year.
Yeah, we cooked at you know Waynesboro and what was up on that in Evans, and of course we did well both those I think for us. But I don't know, we're just
that's
not just not getting the score. You know, I don't know what's going on the flavor profile. You know, pork we seem to have figured out now. We got chicken. We got a first in Waynesboro and some other good calls. We've got a couple calls and ribs. You know, I don't – but brisket, we just don't – we don't ever seem to wow them, you know.
Yeah, well, I scorched the earth up there in Banjo-Bacue and brisket. And nobody could touch me on that. I think I was 50th.
I don't even want to talk about Banjo-Bacue.
It was
God almighty.
This is by far the worst brisket score and placing I've ever had in my life. But, yeah, we had a good brisket, too. So who knows? But we kind of got that going back in the right direction now. And not that I've changed anything. It's just the judges finally caught on to our flavor profile, I guess. I don't know.
Right. But, I mean, we haven't had any terrible scores. You know, we just, I think at the Sam's we were, you know, what, the 30-32s or whatever, I think we were 15th. And then I think at the other two events we were, you know, figuring Waynesboro, I think we were somewhere around 20th or something, or maybe 15th, somewhere in there. And I think in Evans we were like in the 30-32 range or something out of all those teams. So it wasn't terrible, but it's just not, you know, it's kind of, we need to be better if we're going to, you know, finish up there in the upper half, or, you know, like at Sam's, we're going to make top 10. I can't have a bad brisket score. So hopefully we'll have a, and I guess I don't cook a lot of them, so we don't cook a lot of Wagyu. I don't know. I've got something in my technique or something that's going south of me. I don't know. We cook a lot of other brisket, you know, for catering and stuff, but I don't know.
You know what you should do, Chris?
What's that?
You know what you should do? There's a guy, I can't remember his name. He cooks for Killer Bees or something. He does a cooking school. And most of the people that have taken that have done pretty well, so maybe you ought to look into that and see.
Well, if he has a brisket-only class, that's the one I need to take.
Yeah.
It ain't laughs. I just paid my damn insurance.
Oh.
But, guys, y'all have fun. I got to get off the phone here shortly.
All right, brother. Good talking to you, man.
Bye,
congratulations
again.
Congrats
again, man.
Bye.
Yep, take care,
right,
my friend.
Bye.
So who's left on here? Is it just me and you again?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, that storm came through, and I heard it it popped my internet, and I tried to, for whatever reason, get knocked off as the host. You can't dial back in. I do it through my laptop, so I got like a headphone, so I can't call back in. I have to call back in as a guest, so I see my number up there, and I can't at least bring myself on live. But anyway.
How did you get in with us and everybody else didn't? They didn't call back in?
Yeah, they didn't call back in, I guess. I see the calls up there has dropped, so, yeah, I don't
know. It didn't drop me and Jim. We were talking the whole time.
I know. That's weird. I don't know. I saw the other ones bounce off, and I don't know if something happened with them internet-wise. I mean, I don't really hear it too much now, but, I mean, it was raising heck about 10 minutes ago. I could see the lightning out through my little office here at the house. It was getting right.
Yeah, it's lightning off in the distance here. I imagine it's headed this way.
It must be moving up y'all's way there, I guess, more likely so.
Yep.
Well, good deal, man. We'll go ahead and close it out tonight. I got to go get started on some little bit of catering stuff. So I heard Kathy in there now. I think making macaroni and cheese, so.
Where are you going in Columbia tomorrow?
Actually, it's on Wednesday.
Asshole. All right.
We are coming up to the Gamecock Club. It's having a having their annual deal where
yeah,
they have
nice.
All
that's
the conference.
That's great. I don't give a shit. All right, then.
Oh, man.
Y'all be good, dude, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Lee, appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate everybody calling in tonight. We had Jim Burr, Killer Bees, had a great weekend up there in, up over there in Athens, Georgia. Got number 7. I guess that's kind of neat. Got the old number 7, let's say, with Jack Daniels. So he's an auto qualifier now to go back to Jack Daniels there in I think it's late October. I guess when that event is. But appreciate Tony, Doco Smoke, calling in, and Gene Backwood Smokers, and also, our good friend Cole with All Smoked Up. And, of course, still got Lee here with his well-blown smoke. But I appreciate everybody calling in. Lee, I don't know, I may talk to you about maybe doing the show next week. I've got a Gamecock Club kickoff party. Not actually cooking, but we've got our annual kickoff party at Aiken County next Monday. So I'll be tied up with that. So I'll maybe be giving you a call and maybe be able to work something out. If you want to do the show next week, we can possibly work something out. But anyway, I appreciate everybody listening in. I've got a couple emails and texts from people that were listening in as well. So appreciate y'all dialing us up. Again, hats off again to SCBA. Great event. Teaming up with FLW. It's probably only bad thing is we only get to do it every 3-4 years with those guys. But maybe we'll get somebody will get a contest there in that great location. But hats off again to all those folks out there. And everybody have a great week. And we'll talk with you. Well, maybe we'll talk with you next Monday. We're going to close it out. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Go Cox.